Was that about as complete a team win as you could hope for?
Well, yeah, we're really, obviously we're a bit short-staffed with, Monty and Silly being out, and JJ's played and lost a little bit. So, yeah, we're excited about how the team conducted themselves here tonight. Played, for the most part, a lot of really solid play from the whole group.
You know, I know you're in win the game mode more than anything else, but is it cool to see dreams come true when you see a guy make his NHL debut, one guy scores his first goal, Luka have a big night, not his first night, but...
Why are you baiting me? We just had that discussion, and we went and talked about, it's wonderful, Ports, but the team, this group in particular, the most important thing is the 2 points, right? And that's what's awesome about this group. There's not a, are we happy for people? Yeah, 100%. But the people that we're happy for are happy to win as opposed to just, scoring a goal or making their debut or whatever. It's the Columbus Blue Jackets win.
This whole season, actually, you've had a lot of great contributions from veterans who you wouldn't be here without them. But the whole season's kind of had an undercurrent of a lot of young guys really taking steps and helping you guys get to this point. Does this game, when you look at the lineup you had to put out there, injuries, illness, does this kind of, encompass all that when you look at it, that your young guys really came through?
Well, it just shows that we played the same way, which is great, right? We didn't deviate. It doesn't matter, honestly. Like, would we like Monty and Silly and JJ in the lineup? Sure, of course, right? But the way that we play, the way that Cleveland plays, sets us up to play the same way. And Trent does a fabulous job down there and his crew of playing the same way. Same mentality, the same thought process, the same team first. And then so when guys come up, they just seamlessly fit right into our team, right? So that's what, regardless of age, it's just that's how we play, and we need to continue to play that way in order to have success.
In a first game from Owen Sellinger, just what were your overall thoughts, and did it remind you of Cole even a little bit, the way he plays?
Yeah, 100%. Just sound, second over the boards, killing penalties. First game in the National Hockey League, sure. It's very responsible guy, did all the right things. We were happy with, both him and Bell. They were both conduct themselves extremely well.
Just touched on it, but you can tell Bell plays a pretty lofty role today. Just your thoughts on his game from start to finish.
Yeah, very, great skill set, but didn't cheat the game. Was on for that one goal. He tries to do the right thing, chip it out. The guy gets a good stick. But as far as the way that he competed, his attention to detail, he's his skill set is really good, right? But same as we've talked about Fantilli, he has to play in all areas of the game in order to help his team have success. And again, they've done the right thing down there to prepare him to play here when he got here.
Kind of building on that, what you were talking about, the same AHL here, NHL, that winning mindset, they're winning a lot of games down there as well. Does that help as well when they come up? They already have a winning mindset that they can bring.
Yeah, they got a swagger. They've got a confidence. Like you said, regardless of how many points they have, because both guys that come up, they've got a ton of points down there, but they play the right way. So it sets them up to have success when they get here. They don't have to change their game. I think Don, I know that Don and the guys upstairs are like, we call a guy up. It's not to play 3 minutes or just because he's coming up from the minors that he has to play on the so-called fourth line. you know, the mindset is, this is who they are. This is what, you know, where we want them to play. So we put them in those spots, as Port said, the loftier spots or whatever, to have success. And more importantly, success as individuals, again, success as a team, right, to win hockey games.
And another strong night for your goaltender, Elvis Merzlikens. Are you noticing that with, it's not back-to-back, but the rest, are you noticing, is he getting stronger as a result of being able to kind of play the way he is?
I think he's getting calmer, is what we see. It's easy to get a few wins and get, you know, we want him to be confident, but we want him to be calm, collected, and that's what he's done. He's just gone about his business. You know, there's not, he's made exceptional saves when it's presented himself, but he's made everything just look quiet and calm. And I think, I know on the bench when he is like that, it filters to the team, and the guys are feel the same thing. Hey, he's calm in there. We're calm in there. And he's just gone about his business.
Yeah, I think Mike Sillinger was at the end of his, or at the beginning of his career when you were at the end of yours. Do you remember playing against him? And is it an interesting feeling to now be coaching a former opponent's kids?
Ports, I can't remember yesterday. Forget about who I played against. My gosh. Yeah, of course we played against each other at some point, I think. I don't know. I don't know. It's a long time ago.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're on the ice at 11. Thanks, everybody.